Hello and welcome to another edition of the Around the NFL podcast. This is a news update. Tuesday morning, the New England Patriots lost starting quarterback Tom Brady to free agency. Brady announced on a post via Twitter that he is leaving the Patriots. Now, this is huge news that changed the entire landscape of the NFL world. Brady has been a Patriot for near 20 years. He has put up some really impressive stats during that time, and he's just been the face of the league, more or less, for the greatest team of all time, and suddenly he is in a different uniform. The tweet was put out Tuesday morning, Brady saying, quote, "I wanted to say thank you to all the incredible fans and Patriots supporters, as well as I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I will always love you and what we shared, a lifetime full of fun memories," saying Tom Brady. Jeff Darlington of ESPN later confirmed the news as well. Brady has played for the Patriots for now 20 seasons. Field Yates, also of ESPN at Field Yates on Twitter, brought up some really interesting stats talking about Brady's 20 years with the Patriots. A 6-time Super Bowl winner, a 4-time Super Bowl MVP, 9 Super Bowl appearances, 17 AFC East titles, a 14-time Pro Bowler, 5 NFL All-Pros. For those not familiar, an All-Pro is when you are selected as the best player at your position. So 5 times he was selected an All-Pro, 3 times the NFL's MVP, and the second all-time passing yards and passing touchdowns in league history. He's won 77% of the games he's started. Brady has nothing shy of the resume of the greatest quarterback of all time, and it's just going to be very weird to not see him in a Patriots uniform anymore. And here he is at 42. He will be heading to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who signed him through about $30 million a year on a new deal for him with Tampa Bay. He will start for the Buccaneers next year. A shocking change in the NFL. I just don't know how people will ever kind of get used to seeing Tom Brady in anything other than a Patriots uniform. What he did there and those stats by Field Yates show so much of that. Winning the division 17 times in 20 years. That is crazy. That means 3 times in his 20 years with the Patriots did he lose that division. That is an insane track record with just, he's the best of all time, and you can't debate that at this point with the kind of stats that he put up. The whole thing shocked the NFL world. The Bucks and Chargers both made offers. Of course, he's signing with the Bucks on Wednesday. Took care of business there. Mark Sessler of our podcast said the AFC East will never be the same, shifting from an unforgiving dictatorship to a never-ending cyclopean daydream of the second mind. Mark, always the wordsmith on Twitter, and you can definitely hear that on the podcast. Remember to check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere that you get your podcasts. And now, looking at the Patriots, a really interesting scenario for New England at this point. They have, for the first time since 1993, Stephen Paluzzo of PFF tweeted a question at quarterback. For the first time since 1993, that's a lifetime. I have not been alive that long. That is crazy that for the first time, the Patriots are suddenly searching for a quarterback. Names that have been thrown out there, Andy Dalton is a guy that they may bring at. There was thought they might bring him in, but that doesn't look like it'll be the case. Last night they signed Brian Hoyer, their former quarterback. So for right now, it looks like they are rolling with Brian Hoyer and second-year quarterback Jared Stidham out of Auburn as their starting quarterbacks. Now, I think they might address that in the draft, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they went out and signed a quarterback as well. But They do have questions there, and it'll be interesting to see how Bill Belichick handles the position. He has not had to evaluate a quarterback since Tom Brady. And of course, I'm not saying that Bill Belichick can't. He's the greatest coach of all time and will most likely figure this all out. But it is an interesting thing to think about and kind of keep in the back of your mind as the Patriots go through this ever-changing process. So that is it. That is the news of the day. Tom Brady leaving to become a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. This is huge for the Buccaneers. It makes them an automatic Super Bowl contender. Last year, they were one of the top five offenses in the NFL. And if Jameis Winston doesn't throw 30 picks, Jameis Winston, their former quarterback, if he doesn't throw 30 picks, the Buccaneers are probably a top two team in the NFC last year. But of course, Winston has such problems with turnovers, it looks like this is the end for him in Tampa Bay. He will move on as well. Tom Brady moving on. It's a crazy time in the NFL. Ton of other free agent moves as well. Check out the Around the NFL podcast. For that, you can follow us on Twitter at Around the NFL. You can follow our hosts, Chris Wessling, Greg Rosenfeld, Dan Hanzus, Mark Sessler, all on Twitter. And check out the podcast. Right now, we're doing 7 episodes this week. We have basically an episode for every day of a week of free agency. Go check those out. Keep it tuned in here. I'll be doing these short weekend updates for them as time permits during the off season. And we will see you all next time. Stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Until next weekend.